podcast is for big kids over 8 years old.
ABC Listen.
I, Tilly, take you, Rando, to be my lawfully wedded boss. I promise to always do everything you say as you become my official leader forever and ever. Hang on, what?
Wait.
What?
Wait.
They did what?
They what? Did what?
They did what?
What was that?
That can't be true.
What?
What? What? What?
That blows my mind.
That's wild.
What?
They did
that's
what?
That's so wrong.
Wait.
They did what?
What?
Tilly Black and Wait, They Did What? Is the podcast that makes us realise the good old days were actually kind of mid. Today I hope you've got your fancy pants on because we're off to a wedding.
Friends in Christ, we have come together in the sight of God for the joining together in marriage of this man Bruce and this woman Sandra.
Aw, Sandy and Brucey, what bonds are 70s names? You don't hear them much in school roll calls anymore. Speaking of names, it's 1977, so Sandy is probably going to change her last name to Brucey's. Let's see.
I've always sort of thought about getting married in a church. Maybe it's because of going to weddings.
In 1 week, Sandra Thomas will have her church wedding. She's 22. Put another way, by the time this program ends, she'll be Mrs. Bruce Webster.
Oh, my mum told me about this. Back in her day, women didn't just change their last names. They lost their first names too. I mean, Sandra's friends didn't start calling her Bruce, but all official communication, like letters and bills, would say to Mrs. Bruce Webster.
I'd get a divorce.
That's filthy. That's cruel. Women are their own people and anyway, it doesn't even sound right, Mrs. Bruce Smith. Sounds wrong.
So what, now we're one person?
Yeah, we aren't conjoint twins.
Real. These days it's a lot more common for people to keep their own names when they get married. But when one person does change their last name, it's still almost always the bride. Is that fair?
I feel like someone shouldn't have to change their name for the person they married.
I have an auntie and she got her last name and then her husband's last name and they put them together.
Now that's very 21st century. But this whole name-changing hullabaloo wasn't the most outrageous part of old-fashioned marriages. Ever heard of wedding vows?
It's a promise that someone makes to the other person and what they like about the other person.
And after their vows, they kiss.
Smoochie-woochie! But vows up until the 1960s, especially at church weddings, could be a little full-on. Here, read these out.
I, the bride, take thee, the groom, to be my wedded husband, to love, cherish, and obey, to death do us apart.
Did someone say obey?
I think obey means to, like, follow a person's orders.
To do what they say.
It's like when all your teachers yell at you because you have no hat and they say no hat, no play.
Exactly. But here's the kicker. It was only the bride that had to promise to obey the groom. Ugh, old mate was basically marrying a servant.
We are living things. We deserve a right to be in control of our life. We shouldn't just have to throw it all away.
We're our individual person and women should not belong to men. We are not property. We are not objects.
Everyone should have a say in what they do and what they don't do.
You should not have to obey the person you marry because you have the right to be yourself.
Some people tried to say obey was just a silly little word and that the bride shouldn't take it seriously.
The words to love, honour and obey are still part of the bride's vows, even in the revised service, and infers that man, the superior creature, should wear the pants.
I, Anita.
I, Anita.
Take thee, Alan.
Take thee, Alan.
To my wedded husband.
My wedded husband.
The church says that the word obey should not be taken too literally and doesn't imply slavish obedience by the wife.
But then you'd hear priests say things like this recording in 1969.
Wives, submit yourselves unto your husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church.
Oh, and if you're wondering what happened in a same-sex marriage, they weren't allowed. Yeah, we've got a whole separate episode coming up about that. You've probably figured out that these old-school weddings weren't just about love. They could also be seen as the moment a man took ownership of a woman. So cooked. That might be why by the 70s divorce rates peaked and some adults enjoyed, dare I say, the single life.
You know, I think an alternative is for some human beings, those who choose not to, to not get married and enjoy doing it. My family thinks that, you know, I'm going to be a dried up, ugly old spinster. And I say, well, you know, perhaps I could be a really happy single person.
I think you'll be perfectly fine, Ms. 1970s woman. You do you. And it actually makes me wonder, should anyone even get married at all? Especially if the OG reason people did it was so men could own women.
I don't know if marriage is a big thing in life anymore because you don't need to be married to do anything, really.
True, but some weddings I've been to were super sweet. And I do love cake.
Marriage is still like a sacred promise to each other, so some people would definitely like to get married so they could hold that to their hearts.
I feel like some people like to make it official, like put a label on them just to make sure that they both want to be with each other forever.
I think they should, to tell everyone that they love each other.
You should be able to be your own person and do what you want and feel free.
Nailed it. Feel free, do what you want and be your own person. I do! Till next time, say hi to your grandparents for me and I'll catch you on... Wait, they did what?
What?
They did what?
They did what?
I can't believe that! Find weekly podcast episodes of Wait, They Did What? In the Kids tab of ABC Listen. You can also watch it on iView.
Ears up, Curly Crew. There's a new batch of bite-sized chunks of your favourite ethics podcast, Short and Curly.
Is it fair if siblings get the same thing at different ages?
Do adult-only areas discriminate against children?
What is the meaning of life?
Yikes, what a question. Hear answers to all these and more on Short and Curly Bites. Search for Short and Curly on the Kids tab of ABC Listen.